We've got manager Arault now down inside the clubhouse, and try and get him on here real quick. Hey, Joe, first off, congrats on the victory here tonight, but wanted to ask you about two-out runs and all the two-out runs you guys have scored this year. I think I got it now. It was 108 two-out runs, I think, coming in on the season. 108 two-out runs overall. It's 116, I think, now after tonight's game, which is only two shy, I think, of the lead in all of minor league baseball. What does that say about your club, your guys' ability to score two-out runs better than anyone in this league, certainly, and better than most in all of the minors right now?
That's just something from all my years in the game. Got 30 years in the game. For me, always taking pride, you know, with two-out hits. You talk about clutch hitters, being able to really bear down, you know, with two outs. You get that feeling, I don't want to make the last out this inning. These guys have been grinding, getting it done. You know, we had the big inning where we put up the five runs, batting through the order. The base running was awesome, stealing five bags in the inning, you know, so it was good to see the aggressive base running and the two-out hitting was clutch.
Yeah, and another double steal where you had same situations you had in Kannapolis. We didn't really get a chance to talk about it, I don't think, that night. But double steal with Ernesto Martinez taking first and then Felix Valerio getting the green light to go ahead and go home. This time it seemed like they might have been a little more in sync. Valerio scored easily. Really no chance at all on that. And that's a situation that you love to take advantage of, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, just depends on the situation, who's on base. I mean, Valerio being a good speed guy, you know, we know – you know, Ernesto, he's got 11 bags now. One of our goals in spring training, he had six stolen bases his previous full season, you know, in rookie ball. And I said, hey, minimum, you're getting 10. Ideally, I want you to get 20 this year. So he's at 11 right now, which is very impressive for him. He's been aggressive on the bases, you know, an exciting player to watch. But it was a good play for him. He stole second, then stole third, you know, later. Next at bat.
Yeah, it seems like he's just getting started with all that, too. And he's finding a lot of success with it. Brandon Canar had a great start tonight. Definitely looked good. That first frame, obviously, with three strikeouts to get things going, striking out the side to start it. But what did you see out of him tonight that you liked?
You know, kept the ball down in the zone. I mean, he mixes all over the place. You know, when he gets his motor running a little fast, you know, he's out of the zone. But he was in the zone with plus stuff. I mean, he's got, you know, a high vert fastball guy where he can dominate the top of the zone. But sometimes, you know, he gets throws some non-competitive pitches. But when he's in the zone, he's nasty. He mixed his pitches well. Good changeup, good curveball. He was dominating.
Yeah, he got out there into the sixth inning, so 5 1/3 for him this evening and plus. Ended up walking a couple, though, before leaving. And then Juan Geraldo comes in, inherits two, gets out of that despite walking one of his own, gets out of a bases-loaded jam. And talk about the defense in that inning. I thought, one, that play that Geraldo made, his arm just reached across his body out of nowhere to go and get that ball like Inspector Gadget, and then he got Freddie Zamora with a spin throw behind second. That was fantastic.
Yeah, two huge plays getting us out of that jam. I mean, we're doing PFP tomorrow. I told the guys, well, Geraldo can take tomorrow off with the plays he made tonight, the following inning, the comebacker. You know, excellent job getting around the runner, kept him in the rundown, tagged him. You know, and then Zamora's play going up the middle saved two runs with two outs right there. Just the play he made saved two runs from scoring.
His arm is incredibly accurate.
Yeah, I mean, he's just got good feel. I mean, as far as coming in on balls, throwing off balance over to first, going up the middle, spin throws, he's dialed in out there. He's playing a good shortstop.
And lastly, Michele Vasilotti. I mean, we could talk about a lot of stuff in this game, but Vasilotti there at the very end. We talked about it last time in Kannapolis, too. Lots to build on toward the end of his outing. Certainly the same thing tonight is he seemed like he just, once he found that rhythm, just kept it going and then finished it with a good strikeout to wrap things up tonight.
Yeah, just got to get him fired up. That's one of the things we talked about. Go out there, you know, from the first hitter on, go out there fired up. And, you know, it's good to see him getting his mojo back, locking it in, and finishing that game off for us. It was great to have him out there.
Well, and speaking of firing it up, and I guess I lied, one more thing. Your bullpen, in the midst of all that, they're the guys leading the charge and cheering. They were giving him like a standing ovation even before he threw that last pitch trying to cheer him on.
He's one of the best guys in that clubhouse, man. Everybody loves him every day, coming in, positive attitude. So, you know, they're all rooting for him. He's one of the leaders in there. So it's, you know, they're going to be fired up anytime he's in the game or doing anything. He's one of the guys.
Well, congrats again. A series opening victory here tonight, three straight overall, and look to keep it going tomorrow. Appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks, Greg, and congrats to you too, brother.
That's always. That is the skipper, Joe Arault, live in the postgame show here at CarolinaMudcats.com. Fantastic stuff, as always.